Have you ever wondered what it would be like to win the lottery? Kat Wright, a high school senior, is about to find out. Only for Kat, the lottery is a fan fiction contest for her favorite TV show, and the prize is a trip to set to meet the cast and crew. Things don't go exactly as planned. She and the show's creator have very different views on where the show should go next. The two are on a high-speed collision course, and when they finally crash, it's going to change the fandom and the show forever. Find out who wins the war in That Vampire Show, a fiction podcast about fandom from Tandon Productions. Listen by searching for That Vampire Show wherever you're listening to this podcast, or by visiting tandemproductions.com.
"911, what is your emergency?"
"Someone is chasing me. I tried to lose him, but I think he's still out there."
"Try to calm down, miss. Can you tell me where you are?"
"I don't know. Somewhere in the woods. I was walking home, and this car pulled up, and he tried to get me inside, but I got away."
"Can you tell me your name? Where were you walking from?"
"Jane. Jane Brooks. I was..." "Oh, he's close. I can hear him."
"Try to stay calm, Jane. Can you get back to the street?"
"I don't think so. I ran so far, and I can only see trees. Oh, he's getting closer."
"There's not too many places to hide out here. You should have gotten in the car."
"Jane?"
"I can hear you breathing. I know you're close. You should come out now."
"Jane, stay where you are. If he could find you, he would have by now. Stay where you are and try to keep quiet."
"Come out now!" "Got ya."
"Please, just leave me alone. I won't tell anyone. Just let me go."
"I don't think so."
"Stop! My parents are expecting me home. They'll be looking for me."
"They won't find you."
"Jane, what happened? Are you all right?"
"I got away. I don't know what happened. He just fell to the ground. He was grabbing his head. He just started screaming."
Tandon Productions presents All in My Head. Episode 1, The House Call.
"It's open."
"Any change?"
"No. Hasn't said a word. I was gonna try to get her to eat, but you might have better luck than me."
"What are you doing?"
"Looking up how to snap someone out of a catatonic state, or a dissociative fugue state, or whatever the hell is going on."
"She's not going to eat all of this."
"There's a better chance of her eating something if we give her more options."
"Yeah, but..."
"Will you just take her the damn food?"
"Hey. Lana made you some food. You should try to eat something. She's starting to get snappy."
"Happy?
Can you tell me what happened? Lana says you won't talk to her." "All right. I guess I'll just leave you alone then."
"He's got big Brad energy.
Did she eat?"
"Some bread."
"Better than yesterday. Oh, God, I don't know what to do if this goes on any longer."
"It'll all be okay. Nova's just going through something right now that she's not ready to talk about. She'll get through it. We just have to give her time. It'll all work out eventually."
"Shut up, Hayden! You can't fix everything with a can-do attitude. How long are we supposed to just wait for her to get better? Until she starves herself to death? We can't just wait for things to get better. We have to do something before it's too late."
"Do you seriously think I'd let anything bad happen to her? Don't forget who's been by your side for the past 3 days taking care of her. Not to mention the week she was at that hospital having all those tests done, and you were out of your mind worried about her. Wake up, Lana. If she doesn't want to talk to us, she's not going to. You know, she's my best friend. If I didn't care about her, I would have been gone a long time ago. If you need me, you know where I am.
Hey, can we talk for a second? Nova, you're really starting to scare me. I don't know how to help you. You just keep saying everything is real. I don't know what that means.
The dreams?
That doesn't make any sense, Nova. Just tell me who hurt you so I can keep them away from you. Nova, please.
Don't touch me.
I can't do this anymore, Nova. It's been 3 days. I'm gonna have to tell Reese what's going on. I can't keep covering for you. Say something, goddammit!
You can't help me. Just leave me alone.
Fine. I can't believe I just did that. This is a bad idea. Like, really, really bad. Just go into her room and put her phone back where you got it from while she's asleep, and she'll never know you took it. But on the other hand, maybe it's not the worst idea. I mean, I'm just trying to help her. I should put it back. But maybe I'll just see if I can guess the passcode first. You've got to be kidding me. No passcode? All right. Well, if she didn't want me going through her phone, she would have put a lock on it. I don't even know what I'm looking for. This is for her own good. Hello? No, it's Lana. I need your help. Thank you so much for coming. I didn't know who else to call. I'm starting to get really concerned. The first day I thought she just needed some alone time, but then she wouldn't eat anything, and she has this giant bruise on her wrist, and she won't say how she got it, and...
Slow down. It's best if you don't tell me too much. I need to try to get facts from just Nova so I know her perspective on things, okay?
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Her room is this way. Follow me. Nova? You awake? There's, someone here to see you.
Allison, what are you doing here? Did you call her?
Nova, your sister has been very worried about you.
How did you even get her number?
I found her number in your phone,
You went through my phone? Hello, invasion of privacy!
Well, it's not like you have a passcode.
Well, that's about to change now, isn't it?
I get why she's mad, but it clearly worked. This is the most she's spoken in 3 days.
Seriously?
Why don't we pick this conversation up later? Lana, would you mind giving Nova and I some space to talk alone?
Sure.
I can't believe she went through my phone.
Let's try to forget about that for right now, okay? Do you mind if I sit?
Sure. This is kind of weird. Usually when we do this, I'm not wearing my pajamas.
I know this may feel like a bit of an ambush.
Yeah, that's kind of an understatement.
Why don't we talk about how we got here?
Okay.
Your sister felt the need to call me because she was worried about you. She says you haven't been eating or talking much?
I haven't really been sleeping either, if you want to check that box off too.
You're still having trouble sleeping?
Yes. Well, yes and no. The pills Dr. Connors gave me worked for a few days, but I forgot to take them and I had another episode.
This one was worse?
It's just because I'd gotten a few good nights of sleep without it happening. I wasn't expecting it, so it freaked me out more, that's all.
And the not eating, not speaking, not sleeping, that all started after this latest nightmare?
I mean, yeah, but Look, you all are just trying to make this something it's not. Lana really shouldn't have called you over here. It wasn't necessary.
What do you think we're trying to make this out to be?
I don't know, some sort of crisis or call for help? This isn't the first time I've lost my appetite or gone off the grid for a few days. It's just, no one was paying attention before. I got pretty used to taking care of myself and being alone. And now I have Lana and Hayden, and they both care so much. And I don't know how I'm supposed to handle that.
It's okay to let people care for you, Nova. You don't have to do everything alone.
Well, I like being alone sometimes. Don't get me wrong, I appreciate them trying to look out for me. I do, but it's exhausting sometimes. I don't want to worry about worrying them every time I'm going through something. Can't I just do something without having to explain myself?
They just want to help you carry that burden.
Well, I don't need help all the time. Can we just not talk about this right now?
Maybe you'd like to talk about that bruise on your wrist? Lana seems pretty concerned about it.
Let me go!
Help us!
You wouldn't believe me if I tried to explain.
I've heard some pretty crazy things in my time. You'd be surprised.
Well, I was having my first paralysis nightmare thing in a while. And I was seeing all these people around my bed asking me to help them. It was terrifying, and I think that...
I'm so sorry about that. I thought it was on silent. Please continue.
I think I must have done it to myself. Trying to wake up. It was an accident.
An accident?
Yeah. Honestly, I didn't even realize I'd done it until Lana pointed it out. It doesn't even really hurt, and the bruise is going away really fast, so... yeah.
All right, Nova. We can talk more about this when you're ready. I should get going anyway. They really are just trying to look out for you. Try to let them in.
Are you good now?
If you're asking if I'm fully cognizant, then yeah.
Can you, like, not be an ass for 5 minutes?
Says the person who stole and went through my phone and then ambushed me with surprise therapy.
I was just trying to help you.
I don't care. Don't ever do something like that again.
Seriously?
Don't you have a camera to pout at?
You know what? Fine. Next time I can tell you clearly need help, I won't intervene.
Whatever. I'm going to bed. Try not to read my diary while I'm incapacitated.
Unbelievable.
Can you at least close the door?
Nope.
I don't know how this works. If anyone's listening... or if I actually am losing my mind. If you can hear me, if this is real, come and get me. Who are you?
Don't be afraid, Nova.
I'm not, somehow. Why is that? I'm usually terrified and can't move.
It's because you know I'm not here to hurt you. Your soul must recognize mine.
My what now?
There must be something very special about you, Nova. I've never been able to converse with another one of us before.
Us? Who and or what are you?
I don't remember. I hardly remember anything from before I died.
Oh, so I'm talking to ghosts now. Awesome.
I'm not a ghost. Well, not exactly. I'm the bridge from your world to mine.
What does that make me?
The doorway.
What?
Listen, Nova, this is important. Now, we don't have much time. You can't stay here for long. It's where you're most vulnerable.
Vulnerable to what?
The one nightmare you're truly afraid of. He's coming. You have to wake up.
I don't know how. What do you mean he's coming? Who?
He's called the Shadow. Nova, whatever you do, don't let him touch you.
What happens if he does?
There's no time to explain. You have to wake up now.
I don't know how.
Scream, Nova. You have to scream.
Hey, it's Lana, right?
Yes. Do I know you?
Josiah Summers. I work at Chambers Publishing.
Oh, right. Nova's mentioned you a few times. What are you doing here?
Nova emailed me asking me to bring over some of her work so she can get caught up before coming back on Monday.
Of course she did. Come on in.
So, is Nova around, or...?
She's probably still asleep. And, you know, she's been sick, so she's all pukey and stuff, anyway.
Gross. Well, she'd better not puke on these manuscripts, because Chambers will have a coronary. I keep trying to get him to switch to PDFs, but he insists on hard copies, says people make better notes that way.
Right. Anyway, if you want to just put those down, I can give them to Nova when she wakes up.
What the hell?
She's fine. Probably just a nightmare. You should go.
She's not fine. That wasn't a nightmare scream.
I promise you she's fine. This happens...
No, I've heard that kind of scream before. You have to let me talk to her.
This episode of All in My Head was written and directed by Alexander Tandon. It featured Mia Passarella as Nova Chambers, An Shu as Josiah Summers, Michael Walker as The Man in the Woods, Nicole Knutson as Lana Chambers, Michael DiNardo as Hayden, Tori Danner as The Spirit, Jessica Garcia as Allison Andrews, Mia Kadama as the 911 operator, and Megan Reisberg as Jane. Additional sound design assistance is provided by Grace Corcunis, and original music is composed and performed by Gilberto Benitez. Until our next episode, you can join us at our website, tandemproductions.com. There you can sign up for a free account where you'll gain access to updates, sneak peeks, and bonus content for the show before anyone else. You can click the link in the episode description or go to tandemproductions.com.